This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden is seeking to whip up climate change fighting efforts abroad at a time when his own climate legislation at home is again in limbo. Biden is attending a U.N. climate summit in Scotland for his second and final day Tuesday. He's due to promote global efforts to preserve forests and stem methane leaks before flying home to Washington. But Biden's climate efforts on the global stage are playing out as U.S. Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia has again raised doubts about Biden's social spending package, including about $555 billion in climate provisions. World leaders are turning up the heat and resorting to end-of-the-world rhetoric in an attempt to bring new urgency to sputtering international climate negotiations. The metaphors were dramatic and mixed at the start of the talks, known as the COP26 Monday. For British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, global warming was a doomsday device strapped to humanity. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said people are digging our own graves. They spoke at the opening of the World Leaders Summit portion of the UN Climate Conference. This conference is aimed at getting governments to commit to curbing carbon emissions fast enough to keep global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. As deadlines loom for military and defensive civilians to get mandated COVID-19 vaccines, senior leaders must now wrestle with the fate of those who flatly refuse the shots or are seeking exemptions and how to make sure they are treated fairly and equally. The vast majority of the active duty forces have received at least one shot, but tens of thousands have not. For some, it may be a career-ending decision. This is VOA News. Rescuers continue to sift through the rubble looking for survivors of Tuesday of a 21-story apartment building that collapsed in Lagos the day before. Excavators were moving through a mountain of broken concrete and steel, looking for dozens still missing after the collapse killed at least three people on Monday. Workers have said the high-rise apartment building had been under construction for about 2 years, and it was not immediately known what had caused that collapse. The findings of the only human rights investigation allowed in Ethiopia's blockaded Tigray region are being released Wednesday. They come a year after war began there, but people with knowledge of the probe say it has been limited by authorities who recently expelled a UN staffer helping to lead it. The report may be the world's only official source of information on the war that began in November 2020 after a political falling out between the Tigray forces that long dominated the national government and Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed's current government. The conflict has been marked by gang rapes, mass expulsions, deliberate starvation, and thousands of deaths. The chief executive of British bank Barclays has stepped down following a report by the United Kingdom regulators into his past links with the late financier and sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Jeff Staley has previously said he deeply regrets his relationship with Epstein, who killed himself in a New York jail in 2019 while awaiting a sex trafficking trial. There's no suggestion that Staley knew anything about Epstein's alleged crimes. Staley says he will contest regulators' preliminary conclusions, which regulators have not released. Shares in Barclays fell 2% following the announcement Monday, as Staley has been widely credited with doing a good job at the bank. A jury was selected in a single day Monday for the homicide trial of Kyle Rittenhouse, a young man who shot three people while they were out on the streets of Kenosha during a protest against racial injustice last year in the United States. Opening statements are set for this Tuesday. The jury is in the politically charged case must decide whether Rittenhouse acted in self-defense, as his lawyers claim, or was engaged in vigilantism when the 17-year-old opened fire with an AR-15-style semi-automatic rifle in August of 2020, killing two men and wounding a third. In an all-day session that ran well past dark, 20 people, 12 jurors, and 8 alternates were selected. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.